Hey, I'm Craig. Welcome to the Illuminated Soul Podcast. Becoming aware, becoming whole. Did you notice the title, Last Words and the Ultimate Practice? What do you mean by last words? Well, Henry Wadsworth Longfellow stated, "Great is the art of the beginning, but greater is the art of ending." And good old King Solomon from Ecclesiastes, "The end of a matter is better than its beginning." Yep. Yeah, this is the last episode of this podcast. The good news is, of course, it's going to remain up and available to you as your own little library that you can visit anytime you need some encouragement, insight, assistance along your journey of emotional, mental, and spiritual health. And I'd like to say, don't be surprised if you see a new podcast in the future from me and a team of brilliant friends of mine. I'll let you know when that springs up. And if you ever want to reach out to me, obviously you still can. I'm not leaving. At least I don't think so. My email is illuminatedsoulcontact@gmail.com if you're curious about receiving spiritual direction or coaching regarding mental and emotional and spiritual health and well-being. So I've decided to leave you with what I consider to be one of the ultimate practices Jesus invites us into that can also be found in many other faith expressions and philosophies as well. This ultimate and universal practice is really more than a practice, but an investment into your own well-being and the well-being of others. And it's a little tricky. It's easy to read, easy to dismiss, challenging to practice, liberating when actualized. To quote British author and commentator Karen Armstrong, "The golden rule lies at the heart of every religious and of every ethical system of morality. It's what makes us look at one another. The religions have all adopted it independently, Chinese, Indian, Muslim, Christian, Jewish, because they find it works, and because it says something very deep about the structure of our humanity." So during this last episode, I want to share with you the various expressions of the golden rule found in numerous faith traditions and philosophies, and at the end, we'll have some questions to walk with. Of course, I want to begin with my God, my Lord, my best friend, the lover of my soul, Jesus, in Matthew 7:12. He stated, "Whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets." The Message paraphrase puts it this way: here's a simple rule of thumb guide for behavior. Let's pause. I love the simplicity of that. If you're looking for a simple rule of thumb guide for your life, here it is. Ask yourself what you want people to do for you, then grab the initiative and do it for them. Add up God's law and prophets, and this is what you get. And you see this communicated in different ways throughout other books in the Bible. I'll just highlight three. There's Romans 13:10. "Love does no wrong to its neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law." Galatians 5:14, "The entire law is fulfilled in a single decree. Love your neighbor as yourself." James 2:8, "If you really fulfill the royal law stated in Scripture, love your neighbor as yourself, you are doing well." So for fun, let's look at how the golden rule is expressed in other faiths and philosophies, beginning with the youngest of the world's independent religions originating in Persia, Iran, in the year 1844, Baha'i. Their version of the golden rule states, "Lay not on any soul a load that you would not wish to be laid upon you, and desire none for anyone the things you would not desire for yourself." Buddhism states, "Treat not others in ways that you yourself would find hurtful." Confucianism's version of the golden rule: "Is there any rule that one should follow all of one's life? Yes, the rule of the gentle goodness. That which we do not wish to be done to us, we do not do to others." Hinduism: "This is the sum of duty. Do not do to others what would cause pain if done to you." The Indian religion, Jainism: "One should treat all creatures in the world as one would like to be treated." Sikhism, an Indian religion and philosophy: their version of the golden rule goes like this: "I am a stranger to no one, and no one is a stranger to me. Indeed, I am a friend to all." China's Taoism: "Regard your neighbor's gain as your own gain, and your neighbor's loss as your own loss." And then there's Zoroastrianism: "Do not do unto others whatever is injurious to yourself." And by the way, Matthew's wise men, the Magi, they were priests of Zoroastrianism, which was the official religion of Persia. Islam's version of the golden rule: Not one of you truly believes until you wish for others what you wish for yourself. That's from the Hadith. Judaism, the religion of the Jewish people. What is hateful to you, do not do to your neighbor. This is the whole Torah. All the rest is commentary. I love that one. That's great. Aren't those beautiful expressions of the golden rule that Jesus gave to us? Now, you might be wondering, why am I bringing up all these other faiths and philosophies and their take on the golden rule? Well, here's why. Because maybe it at least gives us one thing we can all agree on in a world where there seems to be so many things we disagree on, and oftentimes violently so. It offers, I believe, a beautiful way of life we can hold each other to in the midst of all the other ideologies and habitual ways of being that aren't so beautifying, if you know what I mean. Now, for me, when I see the golden rule set before me, just to be honest, I feel a little dread when my eyes are on me, when I focus on myself. And I feel hope when my eyes are on Christ. What I mean by that is this. I really truly believe I can do nothing apart from Christ Jesus. I need the Spirit of the living God to animate, quicken, and empower me to live out the golden rule, because apart from Him, I am one selfish, self-centered, self-serving, self-promoting, self-exalting dude. I just am. And I don't feel shame in that. It's just part of who I am without Him. And part of who I am even with Him, to be honest. I say that with no shame. The golden rule, among many things, invites self-examination. I'm going to say that again. The golden rule, among many things, invites self-examination. And you know, I've quoted this before, Socrates, the unexamined life is not worth living. If you'll notice, the golden rule isn't you waiting for someone else to treat you the way you want to be treated. It's the other way around. I'm sure I don't need to unpack that any further. So, how about some questions to walk with? How do you find yourself responding to the idea of the golden rule? What is your visceral response? How does it make you feel, and why? How do you perceive God is inviting you to respond to the golden rule? How might the practice benefit you as well as others? What benefit would the practice have on your emotional and mental health? What impact would not practicing the golden rule have upon your life and the lives of others? Some questions to walk with. And I'll end with the words of Jesus from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 6, 35 and 36, and Paul's words in Philippians 4, 5. I mashed them all together. Love your enemies. Do good to them. Lend to them without expecting to be repaid. Then your reward from heaven will be very great, and you will truly be acting as children of the Most High. For He is kind to those who are unthankful and wicked. You must be compassionate, just as your Father is compassionate. Let everyone see that you are considerate in all you do. Remember, the Lord is coming soon. Amen.